Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. As we are into our fourth year on the air with you at least once every week, so glad to be with you to talk about the world of golf. We will review what happened last week, talk about all three big events this week on the PGA, LPGA, and PGA Tour champions, and of course a strategy for your game and some other tidbits and news and notes from the wonderful world of golf. It's so glad, as I said, to have you with me. I want to talk about last week, the playoff at Jack's event, the Memorial, when William McGirt and John Curran went down to the wire, deadlocked, played two extra holes, and the winner, William McGirt, 36-year-old, some people call him a journeyman. You know, I just call him a grinder. You know, he's the kind of guy that hung in there, banged around, played wherever he could get in events, and made a name for himself on the PGA Tour, came real close, learned his lessons, and played terrific golf on Sunday. One birdie, no bogeys. Interesting final round. The weather was an issue. It was wind early, then it rained, and then the wind came back up. What was really interesting is that neither of these players had won an event on the PGA Tour. It just goes to show you again how rich and deep in talent the PGA Tour is and how many men can win on any given week. You never know. Matt Kuchar shot 39 on the back nine last Sunday. If he had shot 36, he wins the tournament. That would have been even par. So it happens. Not necessarily the pressure for Matt. I wouldn't believe that. I just think, you know, an errant shot here, an errant shot there, and that golf course is magnificent. There's nothing like Muirfield Village. Fabulous. Jack is the greatest. No question about it. And so it was a great event. William McGirt. Now, they did something different this year. Instead of a normal PGA Tour event, two-year exemption, it's a PGA Tour three-year exemption. So wonderful, over $1,500,000 purse. So William McGirt, looking pretty good. Wonderful. Anna Nordqvist won the ShopRite LPGA event at Kingsmill for the second year in a row. The 28-year-old Swede, what a wonderful round of golf she played on Sunday with a 65. Magnificent. Congratulations to her. To defend a title on any tour is really, really wonderful because there's a lot of attention paid to you. You have a lot of other obligations in addition to just playing. Not only did she do all that, she did it in style. So congratulations to Anna. That takes care of last week's events. Now, let's talk about this week. The PGA Tour, it's the FedEx St. Jude Classic from the TPC Southwind. And I always say this, this is not the most significant event on the PGA Tour. It is the most important event on the PGA Tour. And it is because of the wonderful St. Jude Hospital and the charity that goes with it, saving lives and all the money that goes, that Danny Thomas started so many, many years ago. And his influence is still present there to this day. No question about that. And it's as I say, not the most significant, not a major, it's the most important, because it saves lives, and that's what counts on the PGA Tour. So having said that, it's a field of 156, a full-blown major-type field, 156 players. Nine major champions are in the event, and I'm going to preview it right now. Phil Mickelson will be playing with David Toms and Justin Leonard. Three major champions, three of the nine in one group. Graham McDowell in the event with Dustin Johnson and Retief Goosen. That's a really interesting event. Retief has played very well there in the past. Stewart sinks in the event. His wife, we don't know exactly what's going on with her, but she's there. He's in the event. He will be playing with Brian Gay and Sungjae No. Michael Bradley with Justin Hicks and Darren Stiles. That's an interesting group because a couple of those guys play, as you may know, on the web.com tour. John Curran, runner-up last week with Cameron Smith, and Harold Varner III, who is trending. Harold Varner III, a huge name to remember, playing some great golf. Moving along, Jerry Kelly's in the event with Mark Ternesa and Daniel Berger. That's a good, interesting group, young guys and older guys. Dickie Pride's in the group with Eric Compton, the two-time heart transplant recipient, and Will Wilcox, who's also played some pretty good golf this year. Harris English, former champion at this event with Ernie Els and Ben Crane. Defending champion Fabian Gomez with Brooks Koepka and Steve Stricker. That would be an interesting group to watch. You've got two kids that hit it a mile and one guy who just plays great golf, doesn't he? Steve Stricker, of course. Moving along, Brendan DeYoung with Wee Kim and Timmy Herron, who's a former champion. And Sam Saunders, pardon me, with Hiroshi Iwata and Frederick Janik. So that is a little bit of a preview. I'll have my picks from the TPC Southwinds momentarily. Also, I want to talk a lot about the Philadelphia Cricket Club, 1854, an A.W. Tillinghast design. The course was not designed in 1854. It was early 1900s, but it was the Philadelphia Cricket Club in 1854, one of the oldest clubs formed in anywhere in the United States for any reason. 81 men will tee it up. It is the Players' Championship. Excuse me, the Constellation Senior Players, 81 players tee it up, 13 major champions, including Tom Watson, who will be playing with Scott McCarron and Bernard Langer. Scotty McCarron, by the way, won the Champions Tour event last week. I failed to mention that at the beginning of the show. Congratulations to Scotty, who had a great final round as well. Mark Brooks with Gene Sowers and Grant Waite. Let's see, Carlos Franco, my good friend from Paraguay, with Bob Tway and Gary Hallberg. Carlos hasn't been playing well. He needs to have a good finish. Tom Kite is in the field. He'll be playing with Olin Brown and Jeff Maggard. Here's an interesting group. Vijay Singh will be making his eighth overall in 3 years of eligibility Champions Tour event, and he's going to be playing with Miguel Angel Jimenez and Colin Montgomery. Wes Short Jr. will be playing with Lee Jansen and Rocco Mediate. Lee Jansen and Rocco Mediate, of course, were teammates at Florida Southern University. Sandy Lyle, with the British Open champion, also a Masters champion, with Glenn Day and Todd Hamilton, a Masters champ. So it is a major. It is the Players. It is extremely important event on the Champions Tour. And my reports from that golf course this week are that it is in absolutely pristine condition, like perfect. Not real good beyond that, I'm told. So we look forward to some really good scoring there. Just announced yesterday, the two most prestigious awards in collegiate golf on the men's and ladies' side. The Haskins Award was given to Bo Hostler, the junior golfer from the University of Texas. And on the Annika Award, which is the same thing as the Haskins for the ladies, was given to Bronte Law. Bronte Law, a junior at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, is over in Ireland right now preparing for the Curtis Cup. Congratulations to both of them. Bo Hostler is going to need surgery on Friday to repair a torn muscle in his shoulder. He also had a dislocated shoulder, as you may recall last week. He was unable to play in the final day of the NCAA title and had to concede his match because the pain was too much. He could not lift a golf club. But hearty congratulations to Hostler and to Bronte Law, the winners respectively of the Hoskins and the Anika Awards for 2015-2016. Okay, now it's time for my weekly strategy. And my strategy today is going to focus specifically on fairway bunkers. A lot of amateur golfers, of course we all get into a fairway bunker from time to time, but when an amateur golfer gets in a fairway bunker, often fear is the overriding emotion. That should not ever happen again after this strategy. What you do in a fairway bunker is you play the ball back in your stance several inches. The most important thing is that you hit the golf ball first with a descending blow. If you hit the sand first, like you would around a greenside bunker, the ball simply isn't going to go very far. Play it back. Take at least one, if not two, additional clubs for the distance that you are away from the green, and swing a little slower. Most amateur golfers think they need to swing faster to get the ball out of the bunker. It is exactly the opposite. Take the club back a little bit slower. Make sure that you complete your golf swing. As we've said all the time on our strategies, you must hit the ball with a descending blow into and through the sand. It will fly out, and it will be a wonderful golf shot. So once again, reviewing, play it back in your stance, swing slow, and make sure that you hit the ball first with a descending blow. You will never have trouble getting out of a fairway bunker again. Okay, now it's time in the program for my picks, and I'm going to go for all three events this week. The KMPG PGA Championship for the ladies, that is taking place at that wonderful golf course, Sahali, in the state of Washington. I'm taking Stacy Lewis, Lexi Thompson, and Nayan Choi. That's Stacy Lewis, Lexi Thompson, and Nai Young Choi. Those are my choices. Now, for the Constellation Players Championship at the Cricket Club just outside of Philadelphia, I am taking Vijay Singh, Jeff Maggart, and Bernard Langer. That's Singh, Maggart, and Langer. And now my picks for the TPC Southwinds, the FedEx St. Jude Classic. All of these events, by the way, get underway tomorrow. I'm taking Frederick Jakobsen, Brooks Koepka, and Harris English. That's Jakobsen, Koepka, and English. So those are my picks. It's a fantastic weekend. The U.S. Open qualifiers are complete. We didn't get into much of that today. The field is set for next week. And, of course, that's at Oakmont, just outside of Pittsburgh. And it will be an exciting event, to say the least. Can't wait for that. Lots of talk next week on our show about the U.S. Open. I have a lot of comments, a lot of thoughts about that. So, this is Bob Geismar. And if you want to reach me, the email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I, S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. On any subject having to do with the world of golf, don't be timid. Ask me some questions. I'm ready to handle them. It takes me no more than 24 hours to get back to everybody. Thanks again for being with me. Once again, on One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio, as we're deep into our fourth year on the air, Bob Geismar saying thank you so very much. So long for now.